Good morning, and welcome to Verses of Faith, a weekly podcast of First Baptist Church of Brownsville. The Bible is full of verses about faith and verses that will strengthen our faith. Today, Jeremy Knight discusses some of these different Bible verses about faith in hopes that it will help us to keep calm and have faith. So let's listen in.
This month, we have a new memory verse. Remember, as we progress through the year, to go back and work on some of the past memory verses so that each one stays fresh in your mind. For the month of June, we will be studying James 2:17, which says, "Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself." So let's start off by making sure we understand what this verse is not saying. This is not saying that works saves us. Over and over again in Scripture, we see that it's our faith in Christ that brings us to salvation. We're justified by faith. We see that in John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Also in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast." And we also see it in Galatians 2:16, "Nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Christ Jesus. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus so that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. Since by works of the law, no flesh will be justified." And in so many more places, we see the same thing over and over again. So we see that we cannot earn our salvation through works, and we do not believe it's a combination of faith and works that saves us, but it is by grace alone, through faith alone, that we are saved. So then, what is this verse saying? What it is saying is that if you have true saving faith, then you will naturally produce good works. But there's also a warning here. If you have the type of faith that does not produce good works, then you have a dead faith. This type of faith is probably not true faith. Because if you had true faith, you would produce good works. So the only way for faith to be dead is if you never had true saving faith in the first place. So this gives us a warning by which we can examine our own lives. Do we have the type of faith that works inside of us and produces fruit in our lives and in the lives of others? Do we have a desire to follow God's word and carry out his will? Do we have a desire to not sin against God and to live a holy life? If not, perhaps it is time to look at and evaluate our salvation. Now, with that said, if we have a faith that results in works, then we can move forward with a confidence that we have true saving faith and that God is at work in our lives. For God wants us to know that we are saved. 1 John 5:13 states, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." God wants us to know that we have eternal life. He wants us to have security in our salvation. And by evaluating our lives and seeing the fruit that comes from true saving faith, we can rest assured in our salvation. Thank you. I trust this verse proves to strengthen your faith, and I hope this verse leads you to reflect upon that faith. Thanks for joining us today. Keep calm and have faith.